Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. For those of you who don't know me, check out, take your tsunami. Compensating from NYC, so you know I'm gonna do this beat. So when I call you out, you better get your life so the girls can hit that floor. So swing your man, count, we'll get the dip, so the dudes can give me a score.
Just give me the beat, cause I'm about to go in. Yes, to say, I'm at it again. The twisted chanter is on the mic. I got you, bitch, so you know you alright. Yes, I represent the new school. Back on up, get up off my truth. What you do to vote, get my shoes. You can't vote, so get a clue.
This is the soft and feminine, ah. This is the soft and con, ah. The con feminine, pussy from the fist, ah. Philly, which is all con, ah. Eat it for me, NYC, ah. Jersey and DC. Welcome, are you ready, bitch? Let's serve. Soft is the best, but soft and con. Give it to me and pass the blunt.
I got trusted, backed up my back. All ball I heard was in wrong. So I got to the ball, I told all the girls, but I couldn't find my way home. So I called for my girlfriend back in the city, and I thought I had to make my change. When I said, bitch, I need you to do me a favor, bitch, I need you to send me a brain. Roar, bitch, call me a cab. Roar, bitch, call me a train. Roar, bitch, call me a cab, cause I'm going insane in my brain.
I got every rapper to die. This shit's so rough for me. I'm damn bitch. So damn bitch. How you gonna fix it, fix it, fix it? How you gonna fix it, fix it, app? How you gonna fix it, fix it, fix it? How you gonna fix it, fix it, app?
Oh, this is okay. Two pops, a lot of channels whenever you're able. AC is free. Wait, you wanna call for $25.95? You get on the team. 877-393-4444.
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. Bitch, when's your birthday? Capricorn, Aquarius, Pisces, Aries, Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, Leo, Virgo, Libra, Scorpio, Sagittarius, girl. What's your zodiac sign?
And have some fun. This beat is sick. I wanna take a vow on my disco stick. Don't think too much, just bust that click. When I take a vow on my disco stick, I never had nobody show me all the things. You show me in the switcher with a film, nigga. We will always be together, baby, that's what you told me. I believe you, I never had nobody to be like you. I never had nobody to be like you. I never had nobody to be like you. I never had nobody to be like you, like you, like you. Yeah, bling bling, boy, you wanna be in my drum? Be in my drum, cause you know I come, come. Bling bling, boy, you wanna be in my drum? Be in my drum, cause you know I come, come. Out, cop, 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 cop.
Walk, Kevin.
Feels like I'm going in circles. You're like a maze I can't get through. Should I go? Should I go? Should I go left? Should I go? Should I go? Should I go right? Feels like I'm going in circles. You're like a maze I can't get through. Should I go? Should I go? Should I go left? Should I go? Should I go? Should I go right? Always in my face, trying to start a fight. Always in my face, trying to walk a fight. Always in my face, always in my face. Always in my face, face, face. What? Always in my face, trying to start a fight. Always at the bar, trying to start a fight. Always in my face, always in my face. Always in my, always in my face. What? 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 What you wanna do? What you trying to do, bitch? What? 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 What you wanna do? What you trying to do, bitch?
Ooh yay, at a Bay earthquake all day.
They want you to save the date for the BHAP Conference 2018. Ball House and Pageant Communities, Conference on Leadership and Health Disparities. The theme, Having a Ball, Building Alliance, Leadership and Legacy. Thursday, September 27th, 2018 through Saturday, September 29th, 2018. Dallas, Texas. Registration opens July 1st, 2018. More information at www.aboundingprosperity.org. They want you to save the date. The Masquerade Ball. Date, September 29th, 2018. Time, 2 a.m. to 8 a.m. Doors open at 11:45 p.m. LSS starts at 1 o'clock a.m. Location, Longhorn Ballroom, 216 Corner Street Road, Dallas, Texas, 75207. Commentators, The Icon, Zach Mizrahi, and Jay Blonick, along with legendary Deshaun Landon. Free all night. Categories include House with the Most Texas, $2,500. The Spectator, Best Dress, $200. Women's Body versus Fem Queen Body, one cash, $200. Twister versus Sister, two trophies, one cash, $250. Female Figure Performance, $500. Sneakers versus Sneaker, $250. Performance as a House, $500. Female Figure Evening Gown, $350. Female Figure Foot Eye and Bag, $500. Team Realness, Any Realness, Pair, only two per team, $400. Grand Prize, Femme Queen Face, The Definition of Beauty, $3,000. Mini Grand, Best Dress, $1,000. Over to All Runway, $400. Male Figure Foot and Eyewear, $500. Butch Queen Face, $700. The Distinguished Gentleman, Mini Grand Number 2, Male Figure Sex Siren, $1,000. They want you to save the date.
They want you to save the
date. They want you to save the
date. They want you to save the date.
They want you to save the date.
They want you to save the date.
How are you guys? This is the King of Queens show. Hello. Hey, guys. I'm live. This is the King of Queens show. I'm actually waiting for Gia. I don't know where I talked to Gia earlier. I don't know where Gia is at. The queen, but
hello?
You know who queens are.
Oh, are you here?
I'm here.
Okay, I was about to say, you know how queens are. You know they are be late.
No, baby, not this queen. This queen was on time.
Hi, queen.
Hi, king. What's going on?
Okay, G, I'm actually live. I'm over here in Florida right now enjoying some vacation here with some business. I love the weather right now over here. I'm going to catch this tan.
It's beautiful. I love Orlando. I saw all your videos. Are you at Disney World?
I went to SeaWorld the other day. I did enjoy SeaWorld. I only went to one park. SeaWorld was nice. I don't like the whole roller coaster thing and all those other stuff, Gia. Like, I'm not into that. I'm really scared of heights, for real. So the water stuff was good for me.
Hello.
How was your day, Gia? How was work? How was everything? First of all, how was your week, Gia? This has been a crazy week. How was your week?
it's definitely been a crazy week. Like, at the beginning of the week, was a petty situation going on, but I put that behind me, and I won't indulge or engage in those topics any further. Past that, you know, it was, you know, the week. I do what I do. I went out. I had fun. I worked all week. I've been working on a few projects, so that's all I've been doing. I'm extremely tired, though. I had a work party today. So my job had like a little festivity, so I was like, when you called me, I was having some sangria at my job.
You looked it I have to say, you looked it amazing. First of all, I love the hair. I see you switched it up on the girls.
Yes, I had to switch it up. I just wanted to switch it up, you know. You know, because I could do that. I'm very versatile in my hair choices, and I look good in any hairstyle. So,
yeah, I was like, okay, Gia, you just switched it up for the girls real quick.
Yeah, I just wanted to show them a mixy bitch kind of look, you know, something different. I'll have something new for them in another week, also. Just keep them coming. I can't wear hair in the summer. I sweat too much. So that's why I cut my hair.
Okay.
You know, I'll put some pieces together.
Yes. So wait, Gia, you had, so first of all, I tagged you on Twitter today, it was another trans killing I seen in London. Did you see that? Did you see that story?
Yeah, so basically that story is actually an old story, I believe from last year. And I guess the details of her murder were never fully revealed until recently. So that was basically like an update on how she was murdered, because she was found in a hotel and it was just like not much behind it. So this new like media coverage around her death was like update, like with specific people who have been, I guess, charged and who are being charged with her death, and also details behind, you know, how she was in the place she was and what happened when she was murdered.
Damn, that was another deep, sad story. Did they find her? Wait, did the people get? But did she get justice for this?
Well, I think they're going through court proceedings now. I really didn't read into it because I heard of the story, so I just read a little bit about like the, like basically she was like at a swingers party or like she met up with them, and then like things got out of hand. So
yeah. Okay, well, oh my God. Well, on tonight's show, you guys, we have the motherfucking lovely, phenomenal, international commentator, now rapper, Precious. It's coming on. Ebony is going to come on and have a chat with me tonight about her new career and what she got going on in my house. And I think, let's see if they got, I don't know if they got picked up or they're coming back. What's up with that? And then we have from Trace and Dallas, the reality star. He's going to come on and talk about, you know, we talked about this last week on the premiere show, like the meth and the Tina and the depression and the drug, all that sex and all that. Well, he was into all that. And he's going to say how he's going to come on and, you know, he overcame it. Yeah, so he says a day-by-day step. But if Precious is on, we could definitely get you on, Precious. Hold on. Yeah, hello, Queen.
Yes, what's going on?
Okay.
So I think that before Precious come, is Precious on?
Probably not on yet, perhaps.
Okay, so I think before Precious come on, we definitely have to talk about a few things that have been really hot topics around circulating around social media and in the media in general. Let's talk about, first, I really want to talk about the whole Page Six article that was released today regarding
I was going to get to that stuff too, but you wanted to jump right into it, honey.
No, I honestly I think we need to jump right into that. That is the hottest topic. That's breaking news. That is what everyone's been talking about, and you know, is something that has been plaguing our community. And unfortunately, I think that what this story has shown is how our community has also been perpetrators of, you know, selling out our own community, you know, and, you know, committing really grimy behaviors to our own community. And I have my own thoughts about it. And, you know, to be very fair and transparent, you know, Jamel Prodigy is a friend of mine. And I think that when your friends do something wrong, you know, it's your duty to be honest with them when they're wrong.
Gia, I mean, what he did to the community is disgusting. And I like Jamel as well. He's not a friend of mine. He's definitely an associate. But the whole thing, for him to throw Tiana under the bus, the mother got involved, all these things. Oh, the check was written, and he just cashed it in the ass.
Well, so my thing about it is that, you know, there's two sides to every story. And, like, the side that not even Jamel is telling, but I keep seeing his sister telling the side of a story, I can't really believe that side of the story because, you know, if, in fact, Tiana and, like, that team didn't pay the girls, why wasn't Jamel advocating publicly for the girls to get paid, and why wasn't Jamel communicating with the girls about his advocacy so that the girls can get paid, because that was part of the agreement. And to be very fair, you know, certain people did get paid.
Right. Gia, do you know who
got paid? So certain people got paid. And those people were people who it was given like, bitch, you're not going to try me.
Gia, do you have the receipts on the girls who got paid?
I'm not saying that. I'm sorry. I'm not.
Okay, but do you know about any of the girls who got paid?
I know a particular girl who worked on that project who got paid. And
okay.
They were paid. So it wasn't a matter of payment not being issued because they were paid. And no shade.
Yeah, did he just choose? Was he just choosing certain individuals to pay by, like, was it like seniority?
Honestly, I don't know what his rationale behind selecting who got paid, but I know it was probably given, like, no shade. Like, if I work on a project with Genovia, you know,
mm-hmm.
and a few girls that I don't fuck with like that, I'm going to, you know, like, I think it was given the case. So, like, Genovia is my sister. Genovia is my best friend. Genovia is getting paid. Now, these other bitches I don't fuck with, maybe they may not, you know, I don't really care too much for paying them, so I'm just not going to pay them. And I don't know if that was the rationale, but I know that some girls, like, I know a girl who got paid, who worked on that project. And I don't know the details.
I don't
know the details in terms of...
I don't even really think that you're definitely right. Because I don't want to make other type of ways.
Yeah, I don't know who paid them, so I may be wrong, honestly, in that, like, maybe they were paid directly from that team. I don't know if Jamel paid them, but only thing I know is that I find, like, the side of the story of, you know, like, the mother and, like, Tiana and them didn't pay the girls to be a little untrue because, like, if Jamel was hired to hire talent from the ballroom scene, you know, he was supposed to advocate for the girls. So why wasn't there a public outcry? Like, there's a public outcry against him right now in an article in on page 6 of the Daily News talking about.
did you see his hashtags though and everything? He seemed like he's not even bothered the press.
Honestly, I think that was irresponsible, that was abusive, that was, honestly, it was abusive, and it was really, it was supportive of the idea that he, like, paid the girls getting paid. Like, it was supportive of, like, he just paid it, and he was paid because he was paid. There was no refuting that he wasn't paid. He was paid.
Hello?
He wasn't paid. Hello?
Yeah, is that the international commentator, Precious Ebony?
Sure the fuck is.
Hold on, Precious. I want you to comment on this topic as well real quick about the Tiana Taylor situation with the money, with the dancers, with Jamel. Did you hear about this story?
I briefly heard about it through one of my associates here, so yeah.
Okay, how do you feel about all that went down?
Well, from what I was told, that a lot of people went to go do the video, and Jamel was given a check for him personally for his dancing and his services and stuff, and then there was also like a $2,000 or $3,000 check that was given to him, and it was supposed to be distributed throughout the dancers, and I heard that it wasn't distributed, and my personal opinion on it, I really don't know too much on it. As I said, I heard it from someone else, so, I mean, I don't know. I hope the girls get their money, because I definitely feel like that's like, oh my gosh, like, if that did happen, they're going to get paid.
Yeah. I mean, I heard mother was on Kelly's show, I believe, and I heard she's also pulling the video. You know, do you think that's fair, you guys, for her to pull it? I heard the video is not even coming out anymore at this point. Did you guys hear that?
I think once the video comes out, I think it's going to be a big sublot because it's like, oh, my gosh, like, there's proof and then there's spoken word proof. So, like, I don't know. I just hope the girls get paid. If, like, you know, if it was a misunderstanding, then, hey, I hope they settle it. If not, you know, I hope they still settle it.
I mean, Gia, do you think the video should be pulled? Hello, Gia here? Okay, Gia's not here right now. Precious?
Yeah, I'm here, love.
You here, Precious? You here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Precious, where are you at right now, Precious, in the world?
I'm home. I'm home in Philadelphia, packing the bag for North Carolina.
Oh, okay. Is it a ball? You got a ball going on out there?
Yeah, it's a ball in North Carolina for their pride this weekend.
Okay, it's also Dallas Pride. Shout out to Dallas. I'm surprised you did everything bigger in Texas, Precious.
I know, I'm so sad I'm not in Texas, but, you know, everything happens for a reason, and I'm definitely not a hungry commentator or a person, and I just feel like, you know, God definitely knows that, you know, I've been traveling a lot lately. Like, I just came from Brazil, did Fashion Week, went to New York to do an after party, then I came home, then it was like I left again to Florida, came back to New York to do the La Beja Ball, and it's like I've finally been home, so I'm not worrying about it too much.
Yeah. Okay, so you know what? First of all, you've been making, first of all, congratulations, Precious, on everything once again. Like, you know, I love you. You are just still
Thank
doing
you.
Amazing things. Yes, Precious, so what the fuck is up with this rap thing? You are doing it. Let's talk about, that's what I really, really want to get into, the music. And I see you dropping freestyles every day now.
I do five. Oh my God! I think Vicky, you gave out my number to all these people, and they're calling me like nonstop now.
Wait, who's calling you?
Everyone, because everyone said that they wanted to talk to the Block Talk, whatever radio, and they keep calling me, and they're like, "Oh, I thought this was the radio show," and I'm like, "Who did you get my number from?" And they're like, "Vicky gave it to me," and I'm like, "Oh God."
Wait, is your number, oh my God, wait, okay, we got to fix it. They trying to call in and hear a show. Okay, first of all, explain the rap, the freestyles. Let me get this number, hold on.
Okay.
Go ahead, Flash.
Basically, one day I had woken up and I seen, like, one of my ex-boyfriends had did this, like, rapping video, basically, like, trying to play me. He tried to play me. He tried to say, like, oh, you know, the only thing I could do is commentate. I wasn't really talented, and he was, like, doing all this stuff, so I said, God has, you know, built the earth in 6 days, and on the seventh day, he rested, but I'm like, bitch, I don't even need 6 days. I'm going to destroy you in 5 days, and I started doing these videos called 5 Sneaky Freestyles, and I basically, like, any instrumental I felt like was popping swaggish to me, I would write to it, and then I will release a video. But all the videos, all the first 5 videos was to basically, like, you know, talk my shit back to him, like, teach, showing him, like, I can still do it. But then it turned into, like, okay, I really, really love music, period. So I'm like, why didn't I just do an EP? And 5 days out of every month until the EP comes out, I'm going to do 5 freaky freestyles. So I did one in August. I did September. I'm doing October. I'm going to do November, and then November my EPs come out.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so what's the response like?
So the response is, oh, my gosh. So, okay, I've been asked to, like, host clubs now, like, instead of just doing balls. Like, it's, like, clubs. People already watched my house, and that was, like, a uplifting and a platform already, but now people are like, oh my gosh, you could really fucking rap. And like, I've been asked to judge like rap battles in Connecticut, New York. I'm going to Chicago next month to host a rap finale, that's what it's called, the rap finale in Chicago.
Ooh.
And it's just been like, it's just been amazing. Like, people are calling me like the female Biggie. People are saying that my bars is crazy.
Oh my goodness. Yes.
I'm just so hyped because, like, it's really, like, it's something I love doing, so it's so fun, and it's so amazing that people will support you in something that you naturally love doing, you know?
Exactly. Have any big mainstream, like, artists had, you know, approached you yet? You know, to be out there, for actually talking to, like, a lot of, I see designers, real heavy designers. So have any, like, anybody in the music industry hit you up or anything? Like, any beats producers?
Well, producers always hit me up. As far as, like, main big, like, big producers, no, not as of yet. But I do have a lot of people, like, ever since I did, like, the Nike commercial stuff and, like, Blink Fitness, and I've had, like, commercials underneath my belt already. So, like, a lot of people, like, you know, I have friends like Mark Jacobs, Rick Owens, I have four of the Tom Ford, like, a lot of people who basically, like, see my talent, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, we need to use you in, like, one of our commercials, one of our telemarketing, one of our, you know, advertising, something, like, and it's amazing because these people just naturally support me and are just, like, friends. Like, you see, I can write, like, good morning, and, like, Mark Jacobs is, like, good morning, precious, we love you, like, and it's amazing that, you know, I didn't have to beg for this.
Oh, my God. Okay, Fresh, how was your trip with Tati? Yeah, I was overseas a couple of weeks ago, like a week ago?
Yeah, like a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago.
You was in, was it Brazil? Like, where were you at again?
Okay, so me and Tati went to Brazil to host the Belo Horizonte Bulk Viva week, and it was like basically like a week of classes for Vogue 101, commentating 101.
First,
I did commentating.
How did y'all get the gig in Brazil?
Well, I'm going to speak on my behalf. I definitely realized once you're a person of talent and a person of humbleness, there's going to be gigs coming at you left and right. And it's going to be some gigs that you're familiar with. It's going to be some gigs that you're unfamiliar with. But I'm just humbled and blessed and pleased that there's gigs coming left and right. And so with all the videos I've been posting and people commenting and me commentating balls and stuff, these three girls called the Lipstick Crew in Brazil,
okay.
And the Lipstick, the House of Lipstick, I think it's called, and they're from Brazil, and they're three women who basically, like, vamp voguing and, you know, the style of Vogue to Brazil, and they host, like, these weekends where it's, like, Pride weekends of voguing, and they basically hire people to go down there and teach Vogue, I was the first and only one to do commentating workshops in Paris, and Toronto and in Brazil. And so basically they hired me, Tati Otero, to go down there and do voguing workshops, commentating workshops,
okay. And
basically to host and judge a ball. And we were brought down there. First of all, the flight was like 10 and a half hours long.
Oh, my goodness.
It was
how was the fucking, how was the city of Brazil? How was it? How was the food?
Oh, my gosh. Brazil alone, it's like, you know, we grow up, and me being a person of minority and being a person of, you know, coming from a lower income class, I definitely always dreamt about going to all of these places, but I definitely realized that, you know, like, I didn't have the money and I didn't have the funds when I was younger. So now being able to go and humbly seeing these places that I've talked about and that I've dreamed about and that I wrote down in my journal, and to actually experience the heat of Brazil and the air and the beautiness of it and the Amazon and just seeing the trees and just feeling the streets of Brazil, it was amazing. It was definitely humbling. It was definitely an eye-opener. We definitely need to appreciate more that we have in our daily basis, because it's like going to countries like that and, you know, seeing their level of poverty makes our level of poverty look like rich, like riches and wealth. And it definitely, any trip I go to out of country, it definitely humbles me. Like when I went to Africa, it was humbling. But Brazil was definitely an eye-opener, because I'm more of a person of a Latin descent. And, you know, going to Brazil, they speak Portuguese, which is like French and Spanish, like mixed together. So I speak both of those. So it was kind of like, it was interesting because, like, learning about their culture, learning about their music, learning about their history, and learning about how much people out there just mind their business and go about their day, and they don't bash on gay people. They don't, you know, it was amazing. It was an amazing experience for me. I did not want to leave. Besides the great, 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 great money I earned out there, the trip was just definitely over the top of what I expected.
Yes. Now, I've seen you put on your social media, Precious, fuck niggas, Chicago, New York, and all these fucking different things. When we did the interview live, you had a situation going on. What the hell is going on now, Precious? Are you single again?
No, I'm still talking to him, but I'm just saying, like, I had to go through a process of seeing how, you know, me traveling and commentating and going to all these places, you know, I definitely encounter people that are definitely interested in Precious. Just for being a cool person, like, I'm such a cool person and like to connect with people, and there's definitely always sometimes that the connection goes beyond just, like, friendships and stuff. And, you know, I definitely deal with people, but, you know, sometimes people image or sometimes people value in another person is not the same that you would take for their, for them. So it's like, you know, I'm a person where I don't ever need someone. I don't ever ask anything of someone. So it's like, you know, I just want to build friendship and grow from there. And I definitely feel like certain people was like about money, and certain people was like, what can you do for me? And certain people was just like, it was just too much and too overwhelming. But yes, I'm still in my little situation. He's definitely really, really cool. He has a great job. He talks to me nicely.
Wait, question. Do we get to go home with you? Do we get to bring plus ones? Or do we get to experience this with you?
Oh, of course. I always get to bring plus ones. But, you know, since his work is so demanding in New York, I get to see him on weekends or on Tuesday. He's a Mizrahi. I'm not really ready to disclose who he is because I feel like everything is just like, it's so amazing, like how you could just sit back and like, you know, really embrace having someone's company who really is like just amazing. It's an amazing time. It's an amazing experience. It's everything is just amazing. I don't have no complaints yet.
Oh, that's good. Preston, are you writing your mom or you have ghostwriters like Cardi B?
I don't need nothing but a pen and a book. And when Becky rap, best believe these niggas suit.
Oh, give me some more.
You want some more?
We know we want to hear you. They want to hear you.
Oh, let me hold on. Let me give you a little something. Get on your knees. Can you eat it up and fuck me, please? And when we done, I don't want to eat no Mickey D's. Roll up the sour because I'm so tired of smoking greens. Fuck a bitch. Give him head in between the trees. Told him pop. I'm hot and ready like little seeds. He a thot and top grabbing these double D's. I told him stop.
Okay.
The nigga was coming OD. I'm a champ. I don't ever run from Daddy D.
All the gay rappers that we got out here now, everybody coming out and doing their thing. Who give me the top bitches that you would love to work with right now, like
are you familiar with the gay rappers?
Are you familiar with them?
Yes. I definitely want to work with Todd Cray. Todd Cray is definitely like a lyricist. His bars is just sick, period. There's a boy named Messiah, he's from Connecticut. Definitely a great person to rap with. He has like a different type of flow, and I definitely like different realities, because I'm a person who doesn't like to stick to one flow. And last but not least, I think I want to rap with Jay. His Instagram's like Call Me Jay Will, you know, the one that be like he gets up and drags and he be popping his tongue.
Candy.
Before he laughs, and be like, Candy.
I can see that dude fucking it up. I can see y'all doing something precious. He's on Love & Hip Hop Hollywood right now.
Oh, that's sad. See?
He's on Love The reality thing, precious. What's the reality thing? Okay, so my house, but would you take that to show your hip hop now? Because my house was like mostly ballroom. First of all, what's the update on my house? I think everybody wants to know.
Well, the update on my house, there's definitely not going to be, I'm sorry, but you have some haters on your show right now, and they are texting me, and they seem very, very mad. I just said that you have some people on your line on the show who are very, very mad about some of the statements I made, but I'm just going to say this, when you had your time and when you have someone's time and this time is precious in your hands and you don't do nothing with it, and every time, you know, if you want someone's attention and you play with it, that's not how you go about trying to impress someone and try to keep someone's energy. Once you have someone's time and you continuously play with it, it's only but sooner or later that person's going to get tired of keep playing games and they're going to move on. That's all I want to say about that. But I want to say is
make the comment. Hold on. You humble and everything like that. I love you, but for the people looking in, I guess you gave a little Nicki Minaj. You was like, nah, she of his first female. You said you're the only commentator international. This one. Were you feeling a little cocky with that statement?
No. And see, everybody always takes cockiness for embracing your highlights and accomplishing your goals. I definitely always pat myself on the back because, you know what, I realized no one else was going to do it. Every time I accomplished something in ballroom and every time I broke a barrier or every time I did something to just appease myself, no one was there to say, oh, Precious, great job, good job, you did this. No, so I definitely applaud myself. It's not about being humble. I definitely know about the people who've been before me, and I definitely appreciate and openly, with open arms, accept the people after me. I'm never turned down to teach someone or to show the ropes to someone about commentating. And no, definitely not. I'm definitely not, you know, feeling myself. It's always anything that comes out of my mouth is to a point of uplifting myself because I came from a place where I definitely was a person that was always down shaming myself. I always played myself and I always played the things that I've done and accomplishments I made, and I never gave myself props. So it's definitely changing. If someone took that as an offense or if someone took place of me being cocky, I definitely apologize, but I definitely don't apologize for definitely patting myself on the back.
Thank you. You know what? As you said, and as you motherfucking said, in no shade. Now, question. I was gonna say, we were going into the reality show. My house. You said my house would not be continuing coming back, or.
So. My house won't be continuing with Viceland. I appreciate everything Viceland did for us. It was definitely an opportunity. It definitely was an eye-opener for television and every community out there, period. But we definitely won't be continuing my house with Viceland. I mean, it's unfortunate, but I'm definitely to a point where, if you guys haven't realized, my favorite word is definitely. I'm really happy and appreciative to a point of just Vice opening their doors and just accepting an openly LGBTQ platform such as my house and our community within the Kiki scene and the mainstream and our lives onto television, period. But, you know, I mean, hey, if it was meant to be, it'll happen. If it wasn't, something greater will happen. And I'm definitely at a point where I feel like something greater is in the mist. Can't say too much about certain things that's about to happen, but I mean, if people support like they say they support our community, they'll definitely stay tuned because it's coming very, very soon and something big is about to happen.
Oh, okay. Wait, now, Precious, wait. You said that you're not doing it with Viceland, so that means you're are you trying to ship it to different networks at this point?
As I said, I can't disclose too much. But it's definitely going to be worth the wait. You have to understand one thing, Vicky, and I'm definitely sure you know about this stuff.
Okay.
When you go into meetings with CEOs and you go into meetings with people that see your talent and appreciate your talent and have platforms to better your vision on your talent that you have, you know, it definitely comes into areas of contracts of, you know, discussions of privacies, and there's definitely like NDAs, and there's definitely contracts about, like, you know, keeping stuff on the low until everything hits the fan big and everything's planned out and everything can be executed in a general manner on everyone's platform. So that's the only reason why I can't talk about it. And plus, I don't want to talk about something and have too much negativity taunted already because it's definitely not 100% accurate. And I just hope you guys really stay tuned because I'm definitely not done. I definitely have a lot more to say, a lot more to show, and I definitely want you guys to understand who and what Precious is.
Definitely. So, Fresh, let me ask you, would you switch up the cast?
Would I what?
Would you switch up the cast? Would it be the same cast?
Everybody, and you know, it's not up to me. It's not up to me. I mean, Alex, I mean, let me just say.
Would you want it a different way? That's the question. Would you want it a different way?
Would I want it in a different way? Yes, only because I wanted to actually get a more insight of what our community, and when I say our community, I mean starting from the Kiki scene and the youth stages of ballroom. How does it mature into main ballroom scene and you becoming an adult and still continuing your path or your and expanding your talent through the main ballroom scene. I wanted to begin in the Kiki scene so they can know how different the energy is and how different the communication and the unity in the Kiki scene is from the main ballroom scene. Not taking away that the ballroom scene doesn't have unity or that feeling, but it's definitely different. Anyone who's been in the Kiki scene and know, the energy is definitely different, and I want them to understand that. I want them to have more of a deep insight of the Kiki scene and where our lives start. Because I remember being homeless, and I remember going to HMI for meals, and I remember going to BAS to get my services and my MetroCards to get back and forth from home, or just having that opportunity to go and be amongst people who are uncomfortable in a world that was comfortable for other people. So, yeah, I definitely want to show all of that, you know?
Yes, definitely, definitely. I mean, Precious, you know, I love you so much. Precious, what the fuck? Okay, so the whole thing with this album, the EP, I'm still waiting for Big Frida. I'm still waiting. When are we going to get this EP? When is it really, really dropping? And when are you dropping that first single on SoundCloud, Apple, and all of that? Can you give us the thing?
Everything is going to be available on November. I want to say early November because my birthday is November 12th, and my ideal is to drop it on or before my birthday. So it's definitely going to be in November. I'm working with the wonderful, wonderful, legendary, iconic Byro the Great on producing and releasing this EP. Yeah, shout out to Byro. And on the case of Big Frida, oh my gosh. So, you know, she just got off her papers. So she was so super excited about that. And then her international tour has started right after she got off her papers. So it was just like a big interaction. But me and Frida talk all the time. She's like, baby, as soon as you come down here or I come to New York, which she's coming soon. So it might, you know what, it might just be able in time for that EP in November. But I'm definitely not rushing it. We have great communication. I always speak to Nia Lee from Love & Hip Hop. She wants to do a song with me too.
I like her.
Me and Ailee continuously talk on Instagram, and we FaceTime a few times here and there. I definitely talk to Dream Doll. Dream Doll's definitely in the basket. She's like, yo, we need to release something soon. You know, she's from New York. I'm from New York. Like, and it's definitely, like, always communication. And I always tell people, when you're humble, you're sweet, and you're kind, and you don't change up for nobody, and you remain the same person you are from the jump, people are going to want to – naturally, good energy is going to start levitating to you because – good energy is very, very toxic. So is negative energy, but I don't dwell or overwhelm myself with no type of negative energy. So it's like it's natural for these people wanting to work with me because I'm such a I mean, hearing from other people how amazing I am, it humbles me and it makes me want to live life and reach out to more people and do more things.
You know what, Precious, and that shout outs for you. Have any shout outs for me, honey?
Do I have any shout outs?
Yeah, any shout-outs for me, honey?
Oh, well, I definitely, you know, Vicky, I definitely want to give you a shout-out because growing up in the Kiki scene and just remembering the Vicky Gotti show and knowing how you had a platform by yourself and for you to take your break and do what you had to do and handle your life, that's inspirational for me because it's like you took care of what you needed to take care of in your life and you came back and look, you're back on your A game. Every time we talk, I feel like I'm talking to my older brother or sister and I feel like I can talk about anything and I feel like it's a natural conversation with me and you. So you're definitely one of them. G-Love has always been
a great I love you too.
G has always been
I don't know what happened to Gia. I don't know what happened to the co-host tonight. Gia just disappeared on us. I don't know what the fuck happened to the queen.
But still, I know she'll probably hear this later. She's always been an inspiration. And definitely to just my community, period, for supporting me. You know, even sometimes the people that don't really see you for your talent and the people that really don't support you, that even makes an impact too because you know what? Without haters and without people who don't support you, you wouldn't appreciate the people who do support you enough. And, you know, I definitely feel like any type of press is good press. My mom said it. Don't worry when they talk about you. Worry when they're not talking about you. And I definitely live by that motto. And I just want to say thank you to everyone. And, Gotti, thank you so much, Vicky. You are popping. Whenever you need
thank
a little
you.
Commercial
I love
song,
you.
Holler at me. And, yeah,
and I'm
thank
definitely
going to
get that in the making. I need you. Yes, of course. Thank you so much. And still keep on listening. We have another interview coming up at 11. He's calling in from Trace Gonzalez. Thank you so much, Press. I can't wait till that
no
album drops. We dropping flex
November,
bombs.
Stay tuned. And everyone who's listening, you can follow me on Instagram, Just Precious, J-U-S-S-S underscore P-R-E-C-I-O-U-S, because it's the P, the R, the E, the C, the I, the O,
yes,
the U, the S is precious.
It's precious hold. Yes, bitch. Okay, you guys, so we're here. We're live on the King and Queen show. I still, like I told you, I don't know what happened to the Queen. I don't know where Miss Shea Love is at. But the show got to go on, honey. You know, I don't stop. I don't do anything. The show got to go on, darling. So Chasing Dallas, you guys, is a web series that is online. It's like they had Chasing Atlanta that I watched that I was really, really into. They had Jennifer Tiaz Madison. She actually did the reunion for Chasing Atlanta. Now they took it to Dallas, Texas. Like I said, everything is big in Texas, honey. And I have Tay. He's on. And, you know his situation, you guys, I wanted him because I liked his story. His story was something that in the community, drugs and depression and, you know, all of the things that goes on in the community. And he's real, actually. He's talking about on the show as well, what he went through, you know what I'm saying, how he overcame it. It's hard and how he even got involved. So we're going to get into all of that. Is the Queen on? No, the Queen is not on. We're live on the. Is Gio live?
What's up?
Is this Tay from Chasing Dallas?
This is Tony.
This is Tony. Tony. This is Tony from Chasing Dallas.
This is Tony from Chasing Dallas. Live.
Yes, Tony. I think she was my call. You know, she was on earlier. I thought I'm waiting for her. I'm like, the show got to still go on. I don't know where she's at. But anyway, shout out to you, Tony. How are you?
Good. How you going, love?
I'm good. So, you know, first of all, Tony, I love what you got going on right now. First of all, I love the show.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for watching. Thank you for supporting us all.
Yeah, so let's talk. How did you even get involved in the show?
That is a very complicated story. You know what? I can get very complex, okay? the way I got involved in the show was I met some executive producers through a mutual friend who was also on the show. Shout out to Gary Aubrey. And we had a couple of talks over the course of a few months. And he was telling me about, a project or a vision that he had. To highlight some LGBTQIA entrepreneurs, and he invited me to be a part. And I eventually agreed. You know, I eventually was like, okay, well, I'll go ahead and do it in a nutshell. So, you know, pretty basic.
So, when you found out, okay, so did you watch Chasing Atlanta prior?
Did watch Chasing Atlanta. It's funny because I got into Chasing Atlanta actually after I met Reese. Like, I had watched the show here and there. The same way I do G-Status now is, like, I catch bits and pieces and, you know, certain highlights of the show. And that's how I was with Chasing Atlanta. And after I had met Reese, which is the executive producer of Chasing Dallas and also a cast member, after I had met him, he had let me know that he was booked to host Chasing Atlanta season one reunion. So it was after I watched, you know, in support of him, I watched the reunion, and I was like, okay, well, you know, let me go back to the season and see what is going on. And that's how I got
it. Because Tony, that reunion was a fucking mess. And when you saw that reunion, Chasing Atlanta reunion was, I mean, there was so much drama. You saw what went down. I mean, shout out to everybody, because I love the show, but the reunion was, it gave Atlanta Love and Hip Hop with Jocelyn. It went last.
Okay.
Is that so how when you seen that reunion, was you thinking like, all right, this could be me? anytime I see any reality TV, just knowing my truth, I always believe that this could be me, or this is something that I can show. This is a side of me that I can show, and you know, find, you know, people be interested in from the highs and the lows. So it wasn't just
right.
in Atlanta that I'm thinking, oh, this could be me, and it wasn't just the drama and the fighting from the reunion, the first reunion that I'm thinking, oh, this could be me. It's reality all across the board, scripted and unscripted, raw and uncut, as well as, you know, entertaining and, you know, fun.
How much is Chasing Dallas real?
I can't speak on Chasing Dallas as a whole because I don't really know. I've heard about other people's storylines. I don't know those people to speak if it's fact or not. But I have my suspicions. Just for sake of. You know, just the sake of I don't want to breathe life into, you know, other people who really don't respect me. I won't, you know, really get into that and into
right,
what
right.
I think is fabricated on their behalf. Now, with my story, everything that you guys see with me has been 125% authentic, organic. Or organic.
Okay.
Yeah, there we go.
Tony, what made you go up there? Was you hesitant? Did you have family? Or did you got close friends, family members? Was it like, Tony, maybe you shouldn't go up there and tell your business like that? Go up there, people get the judging and the bash or whatever. People going to look at you different or whatever. Did you have those conversations where you hesitant at first going up there telling everything?
I had conversations with myself about going up there and telling everything. It was I won't say that my support from my family was low, because my support from my family is in its own unique way at an all-time high, but we were not really having conversations. They weren't having those types of conversations with me. Only people that really knew that I was or was listening to me when I was telling them that, hey, I'm a part of this YouTube reality series. My mom, I was telling her bits and pieces of it, and she was just like, you know what, I'm not going to be able to watch it because you're my baby, you're my son, and I'm not trying to see nobody talking noise and, you know, disrespecting you and being nasty and rude towards you, so I ain't going to be watching.
Right.
My sisters and my family. But it was never the talk. It was never like, Tony, you know what? Don't do it. I did get a couple of are you sure? But it was my people know me. Like, people who know me, like my family knows that I jump out of the box.
Are you originally from Dallas?
I'm a native to Dallas. I was not born there. If that's not contradiction, I'm going to pull up Google too to see. But I wasn't born in Dallas. I was raised in Dallas. I'm from Tulsa, Oklahoma. I'm from the Midwest.
That's where one of my favorite porn stars is from there, Bach. Shout out to Bach. He's from
what's his name? Bach.
Bach. Master Bach, yep. Mr. Bach. You know Bach.
No, I don't. He's from Tulsa.
Yeah, he's from Tulsa.
Shut up.
So what made you move and go to Dallas?
Family. I moved to Dallas, I think I was maybe 4 years old, maybe 3 or 4 years old when I first moved to Dallas, as early as I can. I went to daycare in Dallas for kind of like little bitty daycare. I was in kindergarten partially in Dallas, and it was basically I had no wheel at that time.
Okay.
I didn't stay there for that whole life. Yeah, what's up?
No, go ahead. Finish. Go ahead. You didn't stay there your whole life. Go ahead.
I'm sure we'll get back into that. But yeah.
Okay.
Family.
So Tony, what Yeah, family. So Tony, wait. Okay, so the whole reality show thing went down. Now, are you friends with any of these people for real on the show?
Am I friends with any of the people on the show?
Like, Kat, are y'all really friends? Is this just made up? Is this, you know what I'm saying? Like, how did y'all connect? What's the connection?
Gary Aubrey is one of my closest friends. I want to say allies because I do believe that he has my back. Actually know that Gary Aubrey has my back no matter what. He's the tightest thing on that cast right now with me. And that's on the cast and off the cast. I have a huge level of a love for Gary Aubrey. He was my friend. We go way back at least 4 or 5 years. And he and I are still friends to this very moment. Charles Jackson, me and him have formed a unique bond as a result of Chasing Dallas and as far as the other cast members go, yes, I knew about 50% or 60% of the, I knew 50% of the other unnamed cast members prior to Chasing Dallas, prior to filming. So everything that you guys saw for the most part, every relationship that you saw me touching and engaging well in was very real. It was very authentic. Yes, it was.
Now, Tony, let's talk. Everybody wants to know, and how did you start indulging in drugs? How did it even happen, Tony? Like, what made you even, did anybody put you on tour? Was it any ex-lovers, any friends? Was it depression? You just thought, like, what made you do it?
Well, it was, I don't want to give out too much detail right now, but, it was
Chasing Dallas is still going on.
Technically, yes, it is.
Okay.
Technically, yes, in both senses, on screen and off screen. Chasing Dallas is still going. Season one is still going on. So I got into substance abuse and abusing substance. Okay, I got introduced to it for trying to, I guess, prove something to myself that I could conquer love, or that I could prove myself to a lover. And that's really all I really want to say about it. I was trying to prove myself to myself and to someone in my past.
You were trying to prove yourself to someone.
Yeah, I was trying to prove myself, and I honestly wanted to just show that coming out of a situation could be done. I did not know though that addiction, like an actual addiction, would come from that, and the addiction came from other underlying deep-seated issues that I had. It stemmed from me thinking that, oh, I'm going to prove myself to this person that, you know what, I'm going to be down for you no matter what. And, you know, I'm going to show you that if I can do it, I'm going to get down in the gutter, pull you up with me. But then that didn't last, and sorrow came, and sadness and loneliness came, and it was a whole snowball of feelings that substance using kind of validated and alleviated.
Mm. Mm. What was your drug of choice?
I won't say. I did talk about it. I talked about it in Chasing Dallas, episode 4.
Okay. But for my viewers who didn't hear, Tony, they might never see it. So we want to know what was the drug of choice.
Well, yeah, I gotta go watch Chasing Dallas season 4.
Episode four. I really want to talk about, I would love to say,
but I'm gonna just take this opportunity to, you know, you guys watch the episode because it's a really good episode. It's a very intense episode, and it really, really, it's a very vulnerable moment, and I really don't want to forget it. Chasing Dallas season 1, episode 4 has been shown, and its time has come and gone. So my drug of choice was crystal meth, methamphetamine, opioids, things like that.
Okay. Were you shooting it or?
No, I was not shooting it.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Okay. No, you have to, you know, just have to act. That's it. First of all, I'm so, like, I have friends who are involved right now, and that's why I'm so happy that you're on the show, because they disappeared on me. I don't even speak to these people anymore. It's hard when they jump in and out of my life. It seems like that's the trait of the drug, right?
Say it again.
The trait as far as, like, the missing in action, I guess doing it with people who do what you do, because I'm having, you know, that's why I'm happy you're on here. To help explain it, because people, you know, people are missing their friends, and people don't know where people are at, and people are shooting, and people, and some people are dying. So is that some of the traits?
Disappearing in action, or missing in action. I could say for myself, and from you know, the people who I know to indulge and to use, that is one of the signs, being, you know, isolated and I don't want to say squeaking, because that is such a subjective observation, but missing in action, judgment becomes very impaired, and I'm not talking like, just like, you know, do I go left or right? Like, do I make this left turn? Like confusion. I'm talking like actual judgment of character. Things just get so lost. Relationships do get lost. That's a very complicated discussion to have.
I know. So Tony, but the lover that you were trying to, the lover that you were, like you said in the beginning, was he on it as well?
Yes.
Okay.
And that's the reason.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And I saw you do an interview, Tony, in August, and you were saying, you were saying something in some nature that you're still fighting every day. That was just in August. Are you still going through withdrawals? Are you still having issues? Like, how are you right now?
Right now, I am A-okay. My mind is very sober.
Okay.
It's been...
That's so good.
Been,
shout out to you.
Thank you. Shout out to everyone who's had any type of addiction or... relationship with any type of substance, whether it's legal or illegal, and has created a relationship with a substance for validation, for comfort, who has been harmed by that substance. Shout out to everybody who is making it still and fighting on a daily to get better. I think that in this whole talk of it, of addiction and of health awareness, mental and emotional health awareness, that we got to shout out and we got to get props where props are due. Every day is a – so shout out to the ones who are – shout out to everybody who is getting up out of the bed every day and still making it work for yourself, because it's a lot of hard work. So –
Tony, are you living a sober life? So, like, as far as drinking marijuana, you don't do that either.
I'm not going to go that far because I haven't dosed in the cannabis. And I'm sure I will. I can't say that I will indulge in cannabis because, yeah, I won't get into it, but I can't say that I will indulge in cannabis. But I'll let you in. Over the past 4 months, I've been in Louisiana spending time with my grandmother who was really ill. And it had gotten very emotional and hard to the point that I had to take myself aside and get the blunt. So
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
Hopefully she's okay.
She is now. She's in a much better place.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see a valid pride right now.
It is, and I can't wait to get back.
Yeah, it's Dallas probably now. So, like, shout out to everybody in Dallas. Now, okay, Tony, with the whole stuff, like the whole addiction process, did you go to rehab?
Yes, I have been to rehab.
And for the people out there that are struggling to go and think it's embarrassing or whatever, what's your opinion about rehab and what advice would you give to people? That might be the best. Is that a good thing to do? Does it work?
You know what? I'll be honest. Take all the necessary steps that you have to take. Whether it's 12 steps, whether it's 6 steps, whether it's that 1 step. Take any necessary steps that you must take to put yourself in a better environment to clear your mind and clear your head and to confront any issues and any challenges, any issues that you have. So yes, I would definitely say rehab, vacationing, all of those things are very necessary. It's the detox from the life that we live, the normal life that we live.
Okay.
Do I recommend it?
So,
1 second, hold on. Come in. I'm sorry, guys. Come in. Yeah, I'm on an interview. Yes. Shout out to my AC band. It's a radio interview.
Okay, I'm sorry, guys. You guys do well with the
interview
and everything.
Thank you. Okay, I'll be out. Okay, sorry, guys.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, family is down.
Were you in Louisiana?
I am.
Okay, what part?
Small town called Amite City, AMITE. Amy
okay.
City, shout out to the guys, 95 cents in Manoa Parish.
I love NOLA.
It's 45 minutes from NOLA.
Yes, I love NOLA. Are you single, Tony?
I am.
What do you look for in a guy?
Let's see. I guess I'm not looking for anything in a guy since I can't really answer that question right off the bat.
I'm sorry, you said what? You can't?
I said I guess I'm not really looking. I don't really look for anything in a guy since I really can't answer the question right off the bat. I guess I'm not really looking for anything in a guy, but yeah.
Are you dating right now? Do you have a type?
I'm open to dating. Well, actually, the idea of dating sounds really, really good to me. I know now is not the time to be dating.
Well, why is not a good time? You're living a sober life. You're on this reality show. You think, you know, you have a lot of things going on, it seems like. So why you're just missing a love? What's going on?
Because relationships, I put a lot of attention. I give a lot of attention to relationships, and I actually have this everything, this fear. I have this clinginess about myself. I love to be when I'm interested in a guy, and he has those things that I love, which is attentiveness, gentleness. Things like that, when he has these certain qualities, I just want to be around him. You know, like, for instance, the past guy that I was dating, he had focus, he had drive, he had gentleness, he was intensive. And he had a lot going on in his world. And I had, over the past 4 months, a lot of quote-unquote downtime. I had a lot of downtime. And it just kind of, I started wanting him more than I would. I started paying attention and looking at him, looking for him and looking towards him more, looking to him more than I was my own personal life. And that's really, really important. Focus, self-care and self-focus.
Definitely.
Over a relationship or over dating even.
Definitely. How old are you?
28, as of September 3rd.
What's your sign?
Virgo.
Okay. Virgo.
Yeah.
What's your sign?
Yeah,
you just passed.
Yeah, I just passed. Are we compatible?
Huh?
Are we compatible by zodiac standards?
I'm an Aries.
I would say we're compatible.
Yeah, I think Aries and Virgo. My grandmother is a Virgo. I mean, that's like my bestie. So I think we, I think, Virgos is really, really, very emotional, very drama queens. I did Virgo before, actually. Yeah,
ooh.
So I know. Yeah, I did. He's from L.A. And he was very, very emotional. Yes. So, Tony, so when you start talking to people and dating them and stuff like that, do you tell them your situation, your story, and what you went through?
Because that has been very rare for me. After, I don't know, like, after my last relationship that was maybe 3 years ago, dating has been so rare for me. I got more into a hookup, a promiscuous love life versus a substantial love life. So the last guy that I did date, wait, what was the question? I forgot where I was going.
Oh, the person I was asking you about the situation and what you've been through.
Okay. Yes, the last guy that I was dating, I did put things on the table. I put the addiction. I don't think I put the substance on the table right away, but I definitely put the addiction. I've been seeing a counselor for the last 9 or 10 months. Definitely put that on the table. That mental health is a thing right now that I am facing, like mental health care. Let me say that. It's something that
Are you doing that as of now?
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Okay. How was the therapist talking to someone? Like, how was that process?
It helps a lot. It helps a lot. It helps to really articulate things that I don't really take the time to look at. It actually gives me time to sit aside and to look at these things and to feel these things and to confront these things to a professional and to just really articulate them. Like, it is so important to be able to articulate to me, especially when it comes to our feelings. Yeah.
How during the week?
I'm sorry. Say it again. We breaking up.
How many days do you go out to week?
Right now, I'm back at one. I started at 1 day a week. I did get to 2 days a week at a point when I first came to Louisiana. And my counselor was in, my therapist was in Dallas, and I'm making phone calls. We're making phone calls to each other twice a week to have these phone conversations and therapy sessions. So,
okay. How was your childhood growing up, Tony? When you first came out, were they supportive about you being gay? Your mom and your dad and your brothers? Do you have brothers and sisters?
I have two sisters, and childhood was, I would say, normal. I don't want to really get too far into my childhood because I have some non-disclosures. I won't talk about it.
Are they all on Chasing Dallas? The whole story is on Chasing Dallas?
Absolutely not. And it's no shade to Chasing Dallas, but the first season on Chasing Dallas has no real non-disclosures and things like that. So I'm praying and hoping that they will be more flexible with me should I do a season two and meet my terms. And, yeah.
What's some of your terms?
I don't disclose those because they vary. They fluctuate just depending on what the job and the assignment is.
And you are going to be at the reunion.
I will not say.
Oh, okay. You will be on season two.
I don't know.
Okay, how does it work? Do y'all get your calls? Is it a contract deal? How does this work when you know you get picked back up? And do you want to be picked back up?
Do I want to be picked back up? Oh, you just make it seem so grand. Well, let me just say this, that there are, and I say this in the most professional, and I say this in the most, I have to manage myself at this point. I have to speak of them coming from a manager of my own career and my own business. If there are no coins, there is no actual, if there is no real benefit of a season two of me being involved in a season two. I'm not talking about just a merchandise. I'm not talking about, a platform. I'm talking about real substantial benefits coming from a season two, Chasing Dallas, then I don't know. I would love to I love being in front of the camera. I love. There's nothing that I'd rather do than to share my story and to inspire people and to lead them to what is hopefully light and not and to, you know, steal them away from the dark. Which is why I decided to open up about my story, and which is why I decided to be so vulnerable and why I even decided to agree to this project in the first place.
Right.
However, if terms can't be met, I hate to say it, but for the time being, Tony and Chasing Anything is,
that's
that we part.
Well, what's your business? What you got going on with your business now?
So right now, my only quote unquote business or company. My only company is Made Flawless LLC. It stands for Makeup Artistry Done Every Day, Flawless LLC. And I am, in a nutshell, a beauty brand. I specialize in eyebrow waxing and eyebrow integrity. I also am specializing in production beauty. I have a good niche in what I've done, but I'm always wanting to evolve and definitely elevate my craft.
Yes. Now, if you had the opportunity, tell me, would you go to Chasing Dallas Atlanta?
Would I go to Chasing Atlanta if I had an opportunity?
Well, would you go to Chasing Atlanta? Yeah.
I mean, well, why would
How they do different franchises, go to different people? If they wanted you to move and go to Atlanta, would you do Atlanta?
If they had a job for me in Atlanta, if they had income in Atlanta, if they had reason for me to move to Atlanta and give them a glimpse into my life, then sure.
Yes. What is Tony on a regular day? What does Tony like to do for fun?
What do I like to do for fun? I like to stay away from drama. And I say that, like, real drama. Like, I like to stay away from people. Well, I ain't going to say that. I like to be with people who are laid back, good vibe people. I love a good, clean energy. I like good, clean air. And I love good. That is my vibe. I like to exist in. And that is actually that creates the atmosphere for fun from anything. Like it could be a corny dad joke. If the vibe is right in the room, if the atmosphere is right, it's fun. It can be mimosas. It can be champagne. It can be I don't drink beer. It can be a cartoon. It can be dancing. It can be trying on clothes, outfits, styling, makeup, photo shoot. It can be drawing. It can be writing. It can be painting. It can be cooking. It can be cleaning up. It can be a conversation. It can be all of these things as long as the atmosphere is clear.
It's clear. I got you. Well, that was a fucking... Okay. Okay, Tony. That was... Okay. Well, Tony, you know what? I enjoy you. You was very authentic to me tonight. You took it there. You know what I'm saying? I want to know, for that person who's struggling right now, Tony, what advice would you give to them right now?
My advice would be to seek God in all of your ways, to acknowledge God, to now acknowledge your Lord, to acknowledge your God. Don't forget that He has you covered. Forget that there is a purpose. With every breath that you take, you are still here, and He's not giving up on you. Just confront Him. Confront God. If you want to come out of it, then confront Him. He wants us to confront Him. He wants us to not just talk to Him, but put Him to His test. Put him to His word. And everybody who's being plagued with some type of addiction, God has a calling on their life. I dare you to find that calling and to acknowledge God. That's it.
Are you being in the church now? Like, how's your religion?
How's my religion?
Yeah, what do you practice?
I practice. Oh, that's a really, really good question. I don't want to say that I'm huge on religion. I do believe in Christ. I believe in Christ. I believe in the universe. I believe that they work together. I believe that Jesus Christ is Lord of Lords, things like that. However, I believe that God is so many things, and it's fair to be so many things to so many people. I mean, there's a billion of us here, and I don't believe that. My idea of God should, you know, be your idea of God, you know, by default. I don't believe that that's righteous. I don't believe that that's fair to you or the next person.
Right.
You know, so that's why I do believe that there's a God. I do believe in the universe. I do believe in the power, in the law of attraction. I believe in all of those. I think they work together. But I do believe that God is high and mighty. I do believe that. And my God is.
Tony, how did your family come back around? How did you get that relationship back with them when you were? That relationship back with your family when you was going through the drug use and all that stuff. How did the family come around?
How did my family come around after the drug use? I forgot, honestly, how I came out to my parents. But they've always been, as far as things like that, like the coming out, drugs, like coming out with life news, like really hard news. They've always been pretty, at some point, came around and been gentle and tried to talk.
No, I'm saying when you were going through the drug, you know, when you going through the drug addiction, was they around trying to help you or something like that?
Like, were they actually there? Like in
not,
my
not
life?
Not there,
like,
but were they
life?
Calling you, you know, calling you like, you need to get off this, Tony, come home, get over here.
when you was going through all that situation, were they there?
No, absolutely not. They, like I said, I like to believe that they did, you know, or they made an effort the best that they could. But like we said earlier, there will be times that any user will probably like exclude themselves. And I'm already a person. I'm the middle child, so I'm already to myself. I'm the only boy. I was always to myself as it was. So like I'm sure it was not abnormal for me to be missing in action 10 months at a time. You know, that was not abnormal. 9 months out of time, 2 months out of time, 3 months, 1 month out of the time. And don't hear from me for weeks. That was normal because I was always focused on something. I was always adamant in my own lane and in my own world. So when that addiction got heavy after they found out about it, I didn't notice a major change in prison. So, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, like I said, thank you so much, Tony. I enjoyed you. I really did enjoy
you. I enjoyed you too.
I really enjoyed you. And hopefully I want to sit down with you exclusively to do like a live with the cameras and we can really, really get that one-on-one exclusive.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love it.
It's
that.
Like
I
a good
that.
Vibe. Like a good vibe.
That's
it's
right.
Vibe. Yes.
Right.
So thank you so much. Do you have any shout-outs you want to give to anyone tonight?
Shout out to the Chasing Dallas, Chasing Reality franchises, and the crew from Chasing Atlanta and Chasing Dallas. Special, special love and shout out to Gary Aubrey, of course, to Reese Gamble for inviting me to the platform, which has opened a gateway to shed light on a very important issue. Shout out to Nivea. Yes, I said it, Nivea. For coming out and discussing her addictions and her, you know, her past situations, her life with us. Shout out to
I've never even knew she was going through that cocaine use.
Yeah, I know me either. The industry though, like I heard it's very, I like it's cocaine. You know what I mean? It's cocaine. It's like crystal meth is to. You know, the gay community. And not saying that every gay guy does Christmas nest or anything like that, but cocaine is to what entertainment is. It's a hell of a thing. But, shout out to everybody tuning in. I don't know who we have in listening.
I know tonight my first girl, we wasn't, she was busy tonight, she's on, but we wasn't, this is all about my two guests tonight. Call me and let me know, but this is all about my guests and really battling with them tonight. It was really about you, Tony, and Precious tonight. Like I said, thank you for coming on and sharing your story, because you know what? That's big of you right now to be sharing. A lot of people, their secret is in denial, and you out here talking about it, sharing it on this big platform that you're on, and you're a strong individual for that.
Thank you. Thank you, love. Thank you, Tony, Vicky.
Yes, definitely. Thank you. Okay, thank you, Tony. And everybody's tuning in. I have to go. I'm on my way to Miami. I have a little party to do tonight. Thank you for tuning in. I love you guys.
Yes. Don't know. Okay, bye.